Another one that I picked up late in 2018, which is downright hilarious, is the Frocast. NappyAfro.com, the Frocast podcast. My man, King Germ, and his wife, Queen Germ, they are hilarious. They crack me up.
Yo, yo, this is your boy, Tony, a.k.a. the Doc, a.k.a. the DM Dumpster Diver himself, calling in to the Frocast. Hey, Germ, you've been saying this for a while that you Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. And we all know Bill Goldberg is known for giving himself concussions before he performs. I'm hoping you might want to rethink that one. But if that's what you're doing, dog, that's on you, man. Otherwise, y'all, hey, it's your boy Doc, and I'm out.
Hey, it's your man Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Mike Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is all you boring, inconsistent, just trash podcast to keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, to always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC. A.K.A. Bipolar Mom, A.K.A. I Hear No One, A.K.A. My Cups Runneth Over, A.K.A. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, A.K.A. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite A.K.A. of them all, Your Grade Is Your Motherfucking Grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in and leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. That number is 347-201-2572. Like I said, man, just call in, leave a message, and dip. That's all you got to do. It's not that fucking hard. Don't forget, we got the Patreon. We could join the Patreon to support all things Nappy Afro. You can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show. Like our latest two Patreons, we got Alan Moahi, Moa Hawaii, or I don't know how to say your last name, but Alan, we're just going to call you Alan. And we got Michael Walker. You know what I'm saying? Look, guys, if you don't want me shouting y'all real names out, when y'all fill out this damn shit, put in a nickname or something. So I'll be calling out your government name on this show and let them know that you probably like to see.
You should be protecting the people anyway.
I mean, I don't know what to call them. I call the people out what they put in there. You know what
just
I'm saying?
Just say first some name
people,
dot.
Some people put nicknames. Some people put whole names. It's they just up to them. Though. But, you know, oh well, now you know. But, hey, you could be just like Alan and Mike and get hollered out on the show for being a patron. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty cool shit over there, too, if you're into those things. Like movies and, you know, naked women and, you know, the occasional free podcast that Beezy doesn't do but part-time. But, you know, that's another story for another day. And like always, the easiest way y'all can support the site is by sharing it, adding it to your story, retweeting, or telling a friend. Just spreading the word about this show. We really would appreciate it. Well, enough of the pandering. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Today's actually my grandmother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yes, Grandma died. RIP, all that good stuff. But
Earth Day.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Since you said today is your grandma's birthday, I'm about
you
to
light
this in her honor.
She would have been 97 today.
97. So shout out to Grandma. I'm about to burn this Durban poison. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's called. You know,
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what this week's strain is. I think I'm going to start telling y'all what strain every week I'm smoking. So this week is Durban poison.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's in honor of Grandma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure she would be pleased.
Yeah.
Or not. But nonetheless, I mean, all has been well. Wrapping it up, last week of the semester.
Hey.
So I'm very excited. Getting ready, final exams, everybody getting tense.
How y'all gonna do finals over online?
Hey, you ain't got no choice. They got the monitors, you gotta watch the churn taking the test.
Oh, okay.
So
I got you.
They'll be in the video conference. They got the lockdown browsers. They can't surf the internet for nothing because the program locks their computer down.
Mm.
And the only thing they can do is work on the platform that the test is on. So,
okay.
But you know, they are used to technology.
Yeah.
And people learn how to do different things from getting wireless routers and USB, you know, all kind of other cores and devices to hook up that we can't detect. I mean, I already
know. So they're doing it at their homes?
Yeah, because they can't come to the school.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be some... Everybody passed.
Somebody grandma back there behind the thing.
Yeah, so if you fail finals and you got to take an online test and you're at home and you fail finals, you fucking suck.
I mean, you just ain't figured it out.
You fucking suck.
That's all I can say.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, but I ain't worried.
Oh, wow.
I ain't worried.
Well, I mean,
if you're challenging enough, I've had people cheat on my test and still come out with a 40-something. So to me, if your test is challenging enough, it is cheating proof.
Mm.
Because even if you cheat, your grade don't look no more. It don't look no better than if you didn't.
Yeah, you got to make this last one extra hard because they ain't been coming to class. So it's like make that shit harder.
You ain't got to. But I'm just saying, like, if you already know, like in my case. Shit, the stuff that you did in class, we got enough real grades on the books. Mm-hmm. If I gave you the rest of the grades, you still gonna barely get a 70-something. So mm-hmm. why does it matter at this point? You can get all these points now, and you still finna come out with a 72.
Mm-hmm.
What is that gonna do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Just let you get out of here, cause you ain't gonna get no A.
Mm-hmm.
I know B, but I'm pretty sure you can slide into the C. You can slide on in there, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know.
Mm-hmm. As far as my week, man, my week, you know, like I said, just being essential, going to work. You know, I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Got a 4-day weekend this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to that. But other than that, I mean, life as usual. I mean, cranking out these shows, going to work, trying to stay safe. I do want to know, have you started wearing a mask in public yet?
I have.
I haven't.
I have, and I will.
And it's just like, I feel like I can't do it.
You gonna do it.
It's not that bad to the point that I gotta start wearing a mask. Like, I'm not around people like that. I'm not close to
people. I'm saying
when
you go to the stores, you need to, because if you walking in the store and the people around you don't have on no mask, then you don't have no protection. Because the person behind that register, everybody got the plastic shield now.
Yeah.
And they got them real quick.
And Walmart and Public, where shopping is a pleasure, they have made it mandatory that all workers wear masks now. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just, like, when I'm out, like, I don't understand the people that's driving in their car with the mask on.
Because I'm trying to figure out what you think coming through your vents.
You in the car.
Yeah.
Like, it's only you. It might be some, but y'all, but especially ones that's alone in their car with a mask on. I'm like, dude, save that mask for when you get out in the elements if you're going to wear the mask. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not doing it yet. But let's go ahead and get into this outline before
let's
we
get
into this corona talk. This pastor, he asked people to send him their stimulus checks instead of the spending it on food and rent. So let me pull up the actual.
This nigga is not of God. He is not of God. There's no way in the world you want me to believe that the Lord told you for me to send my money to you. We ain't even going to church right now. We ain't going to church right now. So I'm finna send you my money electronically. Mm. And me and my people just gonna starve to death.
Okay. What he's saying is, he said, A Louisiana pastor who defied state orders and repeatedly held large church services during the coronavirus pandemic is now asking congregants to donate their stimulus checks to the church. Pastor Tony Spell launched what he called the hashtag Pastor Spell Stimulus Challenge, asking Americans to donate their government stimulus checks to evangelists, missionaries, and music ministers who he said have not received offerings in over a month.
He's not if he was still having church.
He said he, his wife, and his son have all donated their checks and added that those without a church can donate through his website. First of all, Pastor, why are you getting a motherfucking stimulus check? That's what I want a motherfucking.
You might have a regular job.
If you, I don't know about this.
I mean, you still have to pay taxes. He got a regular job.
He said, we are challenging you if you can give your stimulus package to evangelists and missionaries who do not get the stimulus package, he said. So, why? Listen, Mr. Spade.
That's not my problem. They should have a day job because you ain't got church but on Sundays. So, what you doing Monday through Saturday? You could go and have a regular job in the
world. Pastor Spell said he thinks this whole thing is politically motivated anyway, and he said until they close all the cities in the town, I mean all the doors in the city, he ain't closing his church. He's saying he keeping his church going, and you know what I'm saying. So you know how you feel about that.
I mean, my thing is it's irresponsible.
How's it irresponsible? He's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, the Lord is.
But how you know the Lord ain't tell him to keep the damn doors open?
Listen.
He said, who in the hell left the gate open? That's what he said.
Yeah, but that ain't got nothing to do with this. The Lord ain't telling him nothing like that. The Lord ain't cussing when he telling people these instructions.
Hey, how you know that?
But nonetheless.
God probably sick of this shit going around here. Now, God, it's been a lot of time God been up there, and he probably sick of this shit. He like, you stupid niggas. Y'all not listening. Y'all motherfuckers getting on my goddamn nerves. I got niggas praying over leftovers. You know what I'm saying? That shit getting on my nerves. You calling my name. You prayed over that shit on Sunday. You ain't got to say the grace again on Monday. I done blessed them Raglan peas yesterday. I'm not blessing them peas again today. That's what God's saying. He's like, this motherfucker calling me about lotto numbers. This motherfucker just killed somebody. Like, God is sick of y'all shit. So maybe God talked to people to be cussing.
Maybe not. But I'm going to let you heathens think what you do. My thing is just simply the fact that you have to be mindful of the differences, because somebody say, well, if y'all can still go to the church, same thing he's saying, y'all can still go to the stores, y'all can still go to church, but it's totally different.
Yeah.
Because when I go in a store, my mission is to go in there for specific items.
Yeah.
When I get my stuff, I'm going out the door. You're in church, you're sitting amongst people in this recycled air, we breathing and whatever, all that's floating back and forth. Even if you're in there for an hour, you've been in there for an hour with this recycled air.
Mm-hmm.
If I go into the store, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting there soaking up whatever this person and that person has going on. You know, so it's a totally different, thing.
The church, it's going to be some old person sick.
It's
going to
be a lot of old people in there.
Coughing,
it's going to be kids, snotty nosed babies, everything. And it's just a little much for you to think that it's responsible for you to do that. It's so many other ways that you can continue to get this money. You can continue to pass the word of God to the people. It's a whole lot of different things. I mean, and people are being very innovative right now, because this is something that we have not seen in our lifetime, and people are doing things to adapt. So you just need to adapt to our surroundings for right now. And people who really want to pay their tithes and do what they need to do financially for the church, they're going to do it regardless. Whether they're coming there, they got to mail a check in, if they're doing it via Cash App or whatever type of thing you
got. Since church has been shut down, you've been sending in your money?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't been going. I tell you, on Sunday, I go there, drop off my envelope, and I come back home.
You a good one. I ain't paying shit. If I ain't going in the church,
I'm watching TV. I'm watching my home church service. I ain't sending them money. I'm sending the money to the people that's at the church I'm going. I mean, I normally go to. I'm still getting the Lord in my life every Sunday. I'm getting the scriptures. I'm getting the songs. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm putting in my tithe. So I feel like it's ways that you could do what you need to do and still be safe. That's just me. But some people feel like, you know, but then I think they really catering to the older members, because the older members are not
sick
going
and shut
to be
in. But that list long as fuck now.
Everybody, we all of them sick and shut in, if that's the case, to be honest, because we don't know what the world going on.
Sick and shut in list long as a motherfucker. Hey, why they be having people on the sick and shut in list for years? I be like, look.
But they
bro.
Are.
I'd be
if,
like,
if
bro,
you,
look,
if you
look,
in the
convalescent
home.
I'd be like, take Miss Cora off here. She's been Miss Cora on this thing for like 3 years.
And Cora
y'all just
probably still
base.
Need Cora still needs your prayers.
Y'all cut and paste Miss Cora on every damn program every Sunday.
Take a basket of fruit or something.
I ain't joking. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like they cater into the old people because a lot of old people are not going to get on Facebook Live, not going to get on whatever streaming service that you're using. They're not tech savvy. Mm-hmm. So you want to be able to continue having the doors of the church open because old people are going to come. They believe in God so much to where they believe
if
that
it's my time,
if I'm going,
it's my time.
Yeah, and if I'm going to church, I don't think the Lord
is
going.
If I go, yeah, I might as well go in the house
that's
of the Lord.
That's right.
Man, you and just so put they me found down right
that.
There.
That's right. Take
see,
me to
see,
it.
Look, see, that logic right there, we got to get rid of that logic.
But I'm just saying, so because of that, and if Sister Mary ain't going to bring her check unless she's actually coming to church, you going to have that door open. Why? Because Sister Mary, she could be on a fixed income and everything else. Her tithe bigger than a whole lot of people who go to work every day.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, if you playing the money game, you got to have the church open for the people who going to pay their money.
Yep.
So that's the only way you're going to collect from some people.
Damn.
So that's the game.
Give and take, huh?
Yeah. You gotta choose what you're gonna do. So the pastor better put his mask on and get some sanitizer up there to the altar and keep it moving.
So you know things like is it the Catholic Church that they actually be feeding the motherfuckers the
used
communion?
To, but they don't do that no
okay,
more because of the stuff that.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I know that's got to change. Like that's dead. Yeah. Like
we never did that though.
They used to pass the plate around, niggas.
And we still pass the plate around.
Oh, see, now you ain't supposed to do that. That's done.
If the thing is. I mean, it's just like a sterile environment for you to prepare something. Because if you...
I'm talking about when you pass the plate and nigga, you know how niggas be picking it. You can't... No, that's dead. That's dead.
Well, now they put the stuff in your hand.
Okay.
So
they put
plate,
it in your hand, so then
they're
different.
Putting
one
it in
person.
Your hand, because but it's not everybody's hand going into that.
Yeah, okay. So,
I
know
they
used
give
to pass
you the wine,
shit down.
They used to back in the day.
Little silver trays with the little drinks in them. They pass it down.
But in some churches some of them have got stepped the game up to where they actually got the cup that's got the bread on top of it already. It's like a little thing. You just pull the cellophane off of it. You get your bread first. Then you pull the other cellophane off of it. And then you drink your wine. So it's an all protective unit to where you know what I'm saying? You don't have to come in contact with the elements, the communion elements.
Jeez.
You just hand it to the person. And therefore, if it's any contamination that's taking place, it's them.
Gotcha.
So... But wow. It's, I mean, like, it's ways around it, but like I said, we just got to be careful. You got to be smart.
Some churches don't serve communion, though, do they?
Most of them do, if they're Christians, but some of them may not.
Yeah, like, I know the mega churches, you probably get communion in the mega church.
They probably got it behind the seat.
Damn.
When you come, when you first come in there, and they would be more sort of people who would need to have those pre-wrapped communion elements together, so then that way, you sit down, and you just pick up your thing and have it.
If, any of our listeners are members of mega churches, let us know, man. How do y'all do communion? If y'all do communion, how does the process go?
Because I'm going to need communion. I can't come to your church and day
why
in
you need
and day
communion?
Out. Cool, I need that. That's a ritual. It's a ritual. It's nothing else. I need that.
Speaking of communion, most Americans got some stimulus money. If you were super rich, you probably didn't get none. If you fucked up in the game, child support. It's a lot of reasons you might not get one. But if you got one, congratulations. I want to know, what did you do with your stimulus check?
Okay, I paid a couple of bills, but...
Boo! Boo!
Niggas always hating.
Boo!
We still going to have a place
Boo!
To stay and vehicle to drive. When
you
we
did
get
some
the,
responsible
when this,
shit.
When this
Boo!
Is all over. Okay. But I did decide I was going to do something for myself.
Okay.
So those people who know me know that my favorite department store that's catered specifically to the full-figure woman is none other than Ashley Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in there. I went into that. I didn't even go to the clearance first this time.
Oh, shit. Hold
I just
you
went
you...
straight to dresses. Uh-huh. That's what I wanted to see. I said, if they happen to be on clearance, then they happen to be on clearance, but I'm getting what I like today.
Okay.
So I went through there. I filled up my cart.
Mm.
And I had no regrets. I submitted my order. It should be here in 2 more days.
Mm.
And hey, I got an update to my wardrobe.
You're welcome. Because I'm pretty sure that came out of the money I gave you out of mine.
Really?
Listen, y'all, really? Queen Germ won, y'all. I just want to let y'all know. Y'all remember a couple shows ago, she was telling me that
I was going to get that money.
She got it. She swindled me out of $500.
I didn't swindle you out of
nothing. Nah, you were just like, yo, like, let me tell you, the day before or whatever, she was just like, you remember we agreed upon? I was like, we agreed upon? She was like, yeah, you said you was going to give me. I was just like, hold on, I never said that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so from that, I knew it was going to be an issue if I ain't give her that.
That's right.
So I went ahead and gave her that money. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with the money I had left, you know what I'm saying?
$1,200.
I put a down payment on my Tiger. And, yeah. So
that's not going to live here.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that means I'm not going to live here.
So you're gonna, the Tiger's going to love you. I found somebody that sells the Tigers, and I told him, look, man, I want a down payment on one. He told me the Joe price Exotic. Of the Tiger. Now, it wasn't Joe Exotic, but, you know, he was a little shadier than Joe. But, you know what I'm saying, you know, so
that's going to cost you more than $2,000 then.
Yeah, so I put $1,200 down on it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That was dumb.
What you mean?
Who wanna spend $1,200?
I gotta wait for the cats to be born and shit. So that's like giving me more time to get the money.
That's dumb.
So now I'm gonna make payments the rest of this year. I'm gonna make $100 every month. You know what I'm saying? And then so yeah.
That's it. And people, you can comment on this. Sounds like King Germ can't afford a motherfucking Tiger.
I mean,
if he got to make monthly payments on this bitch. So to me,
I mean, that'd give him time to breathe. So I might, you know, get on the next cycle whenever cats he got coming out. When I get through, I'm getting one. You know what I'm saying? So I might get lucky, get a white one or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? A Liger or just a, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? I don't want a Liger. That would be cool though, but it might get too big. I just want a regular Tiger. That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I spend my money on, man. So
that's dumb.
What you mean?
That's dumb. That's stupid as hell. You would have been better off buying some fucking shoes or some dumb shit.
What?
Get the chain.
Can't go nowhere. Can't go nowhere now for real.
You don't need a motherfucking Tiger.
At least I can play with the Tiger. We can love the Tiger.
What the fuck a Tiger? You don't need a Tiger. You don't need a Tiger.
Well, we got a Tiger now, so it's
just, I don't have shit.
We have a Tiger.
And like I said, by the time you get off your layaway, I have me a place.
No, you won't, man. You'll love it. Okay. Look, you're going to fall in love. When you see that little baby Tiger right out here, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. He's so cute. You're going to be loving it and everything.
For 2 months, because that's all as long as they stay small.
About 6 to 8 months when he's small. Like he'd be about princess size in like 8 months, to 8 months. And then, you know, the next year, that's when we're going to have like a full, like, you know. But then think about it. We have a room cleared up. Juan will be gone. No. So we can put the Tiger in his room.
I'm not living with a Tiger in my house. End of story. What? But you, like I said, you don't have to worry about it because I will help you with the situation.
I don't understand. I'm going to remove the Tiger has his own room. It's not a problem.
Okay. It's a problem.
What do you mean?
It's a problem because it's a Tiger.
But it's in his... I mean, for the time being, until it gets too big to live in the house, then we'll get a cage built or something like that for it. But, you know, or we get, like, moving to a house, we got, like, an underground basement, and then we could just have a Tiger in the basement.
Okay.
And then, you know...
So well thought out for somebody who is layawaying a Tiger.
I mean, I only had $1,200 because if I had $1,700, I might could have got a Tiger then. I could have weaseled $1,700, I could have got my Tiger. But somebody, I had, you know, I gave you $5. So I only had 12.
And that would
so
be now the I had to put my Tiger on. That would be the most responsible thing.
What you mean?
The most responsible thing to do.
Well, we're going to see when it's Tiger. Because
clearly, when we just running around buying shit like Tigers, we shouldn't be trusted with $1,200.
What you
because
mean?
Because that was a very immature and selfish act.
What's going on right now, we got to fuck a Tiger in the house.
A Tiger going to do what for you? A Tiger going to do what for you?
What you mean?
Who the fuck with a Tiger?
So now you're using
the damn Tiger as a weapon.
It's going to be a weapon. Yes, it's going to be like, you know, he's going to be like, he's going to love us because we the one to feed him all the time. And just think, we just feed him by like, what, you know, 3 times a week, 4 times a week. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep him kind of, keep him full, but not full. You know what I'm saying?
So that he can be biting people's children.
I mean, what?
If you're hungry, shit you're eating.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, we're going to have to keep control of him and know that we the only ones that feed you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I'm
but,
not for it.
Hey, man, well.
You can go get your deposit back.
I'm not. It's non-refundable.
Okay, well, they just got $1,200 off you, man, because you're not bringing that shit to him.
Hey, man, just telling you, man. You're going to love it. I'm going to name him Simba, Mufasa, or something like that.
They are lions.
So?
Not tigers.
What that mean?
Not a suitable name for.
I know a person.
You can name him Tony, Tiger.
Just because,
but you won't be naming him Simba or Mufasa.
Why not?
Because those names don't go for them.
Why not? It's a name.
Okay, but it doesn't mean nothing for me. Those things are sacred.
But it does. It's just a name. But just to, you know, you'll fall in love with it.
I won't. But go ahead. Next topic.
Next topic, man. Certain states are opening back up, man. They said, fuck this corona shit. We got to get back to business. States like, I think it was like South Carolina, Georgia, hell, even Florida opened the beaches back up. How do you feel about them opening everything back up?
Like I've been saying this whole time, these types of things are setups. They trying to kill the dumb people who crazy enough to go on out there.
I mean that.
You done gave these motherfuckers the green light, and then they going to go and do the dumbest shit. So you opening the doors up, you say that everything open up, you then ain't going to do nothing but having a whole bunch of caskets that's going to be filled up, because the next thing you know, it's going to be a whole bunch of niggas dying. And the sad part about it is, though, because the government has to realize that there are people who don't really think, okay? So we have a large portion of the population who looks to the leaders to give them the instructions of how to live their life. So if you said it was okay for me to go to the sit-down restaurants now, if you said it's okay for me to go to the club, you said it's okay for me to go to the motherfucking beach, I can go. And I should be all right. So there ain't nobody wearing no gloves, nobody wearing no masks, nobody's practicing social distancing on the beach. People are having a good time. They're going to be frolicking. They're going to be doing what they do out in public that we've done, you know, forever. Hey, Jimmy, Bobby, whoever. What's up, homeboy? Whatever. When they see people now, because we've been separated for a good bit of time, people are starting to get a little antsy. When they get into these places, they back to, some of them going to be back to hugging. The governor say, I could be out here. So now you're putting people in even more danger when the medical experts have stated we not out the woods yet. So how in the world do y'all think that this makes sense? Because people are not concerned about lives. They are concerned about dollars. And we just going to be casualties of war if we stupid enough to go out here and let these people do what they doing.
Okay, just to play devil's advocate here. Don't take it. I don't believe anything I'm about to say. But on the flip side, if I'm the government, I see like, yo, this shit fucked up. It's about to be a motherfucking problem. I can't afford to keep giving these people money. We got like 14, 15 million people unemployed now. We had numbers we ain't never seen before. So as the government, like, you looking at it like, shit, what the fuck we gonna do? I can't give them no more money, because where the fuck this money gonna come from?
They do all the bailouts for everybody else.
But where is this money gonna come from? Like, the money gotta come from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna give away more money, everybody tells me, oh, they supposed to be doing $2,000 for everybody a month.
And that's why they're sending you back out there, because they don't want to give you that
money. Hell, they was like, hell no, because they was like, we ain't got no more fucking money.
Shit, they ain't even paid the people they supposed to pay yet.
Thank you. Some of the small loan people, they had to shut that shit down, because they're like, yo, we ran out of fucking money. It wasn't enough money, certain people got, early, got their fucking money. But the whole thing is the government like, yo, so the only thing we got to do is open this shit back up, because if we don't, shit is about to get bad. And when bad meaning that the wolves finna come out. You got a whole bunch of broke people running around this motherfucker. Niggas they gonna start doing what they gotta do. And you know what I'm saying? That shit gonna get angry. So I think they had no choice.
They do have a choice.
What?
They do have a choice. Because if
they should have locked it down from the beginning. 100% lockdown. Exactly. 100%. Exactly. But no, they was like, yo, we gotta keep some money going.
You want to keep money going, but you want to try to say, okay, it's have a little sense of normalcy, but that's what you can't. You could not risk that if you cared about people. Yeah. You had to say, people, on Friday, this day,
that would have caused, like, you see how y'all
was already a mass panic.
Y'all see how y'all was doing anyway, and so you see that shit that died down. You know what I'm saying? Because they kept it open now, they would have said, hey, on May 1st, we locking it down. That shit, from now to May fucking 1st, it's going to be chaos. Chaos. But it has to happen. Has to happen.
But they don't care about the people, because they want the people to die.
We need some people to die.
That's what they want.
That's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can't say you need, but you ain't thinking about the fact that you got all this damn people, everybody got a car. Car businesses, that's a business that's booming.
Yep.
People buying cars and shit. If you didn't have cars, you wouldn't have pollution, and therefore, a lot less pollution. It's certain stuff that we can do without.
But we still
cell phones. You got all these other things.
We make cars in America, though, so that's, we can't get rid of cars.
I understand what you're saying, but if we're concerned about the Earth's well-being, it has to do with the population.
Yeah.
So if we got a whole bunch of people here and a whole lot of people creating waste and pollution, then we got the issues that we have.
Because, so, you know, y'all motherfuckers don't care about it. Now all you see on the ground is masks and gloves.
Yeah.
That's, now you see that shit on the ground. I'm like, yo, yeah. Y'all people don't give a fuck.
Nope. You're taking away one of my things I got to say, but that's fine, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I mean, it bothers me. Yeah. It really does. It's crazy because...
Don't say it. You know, we just keep going.
Well, keep going and go. Yeah. Let's go to the next part of this thing.
So what we think is the people y'all opening the states. Don't do it. Don't fall for the okie doke. No. The coast is not clear.
It's not.
They keep saying about the second wave, because it's gonna get worse because it's gonna get cool again. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't know, man.
Yep. I just found out the other day that my one of my cousins in Atlanta got it.
Damn. Hey.
Her husband got tested and he hasn't gotten his results back yet, so
they do a test Saturday at FAMU.
Yeah, I'm
free. Free testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I ain't worried about that.
No. Just saying.
Appreciate it.
At Bragg Stadium. Mm-hmm. For all y'all, anybody listening,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't going
out there. I ain't going out there. Got the corona, I ain't got no symptoms. Then. I ain't got no reason to take a test.
Yeah, but then at the same time, I'm like, you how y'all going? I hope they got it set up. They got to have it set up some type of way.
And they said if you positive, something they get in contact with you some way. And if you negative, the bond could then, you know, either way, somebody gonna let you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, they get in touch with the right people. Like, hey, you got that shit. You need to come sit your fucking ass in. Well, a lot of been going on. This weekend, we had Teddy Riley versus Babyface in the Versus series. And Saturday night, we had a lot of technical difficulties from Teddy Riley's side, but it spawned some hilarious memes. They got together and did it again, I think, on Monday, and, you know, it was a couple technical difficulties, but, we got to see the battle that we wanted to see, and it really wasn't a battle. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. It was closer than I expected, but it still was a blowout. Babyface still... high step from the 30 into the end zone on this one. It just, you know, Teddy Riley couldn't compete with the hits that Babyface had, like the major songs. Like, then you forget about some of the shit that Babyface did. Like, you just, I mean, so
yeah. And Babyface still got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he can still.
His whole unbotheredness about the whole situation was amazing. But my whole thing was, did you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I've seen Babyface recently,
mm-hmm.
and, I mean, last year doing the Essence Festival, and I'm like...
Does he still have a baby face?
He ain't got a baby face, but that nigga still can sing and perform.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, for him to be, what, 50-something years old?
He gotta be 60.
He's 60-something? I mean, I'm talking about moving through the crowd, doing all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, still singing, not out of breath, body still intact.
Mm.
So, I mean, he definitely still got the performing aspect.
Okay. But I saw this today on Twitter, and this shit right here, like, rocked me to my core.
Mm.
It's because the young people are so, like, I guess they feel like nothing's been done greater than them just because they had in the internet era. But somebody said that Beyonce was bigger than Michael Jordan. I said, excuse me? They was like, then the stupidest comment I seen, Michael Jordan just in the United States. Beyonce is global. I said, excuse me? Then they were just like, oh, I mean, Jordan was all right, but Beyonce. I said, okay, first of all.
How are you comparing people with two different skill sets?
Magic Johnson said the best entertainers he ever seen in his life was Michael Jordan, Beyonce, and Michael Jackson. He said them the greatest entertainers he ever seen in his life. And so somebody was like, why is Beyonce, like, Beyonce better than all of them? You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna talk about the Michael Jackson aspect because y'all gotta understand. The Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, them niggas was viral before there was an internet. People knew about them in countries that they knew. Michael Jordan, they knew who the fuck he was. Beyonce's only known because the internet is here. If the internet was not here, that would...
Her fame would not have been able to surpass that.
Exactly. It wouldn't have surpassed that because she doesn't do anything. Like, she doesn't move the needle like Michael or the Michaels did. You know, we're just going to talk about Michael Jordan here. She didn't move the needle like... I mean, Michael Jordan was a cultural icon. Like, he changed the way, like... It's... No.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like even down to...
I could probably pull up five pictures of Beyonce and some Jordans. I've never seen Michael Jordan in You know, House of Darion. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no Ivy Park on. You know what I'm saying? Nah, he ain't rocking that shit. So, you know. But, yeah. So, listen. Young niggas, y'all calm down with that shit. Beyonce is nowhere near the superstar that Michael Jordan is. Nowhere near. Okay? Nowhere. Nowhere. Not in... No. No. That's...
Relax.
Exactly. It's not even... Stop it. And yeah, so that's what I wanted to get off my chest about that. But I enjoy the Versus series. I'm pretty sure it's going to start spawning like lesser known people doing it because it's going to get watered down, you know, because I see Bobby V once in, Pleasure P once in, French Montana once in. Like it's no. So it's going to get watered down. We enjoyed it while we can. I mean, while we did, you know, so still, I'm still enjoying it. It's not over yet, but I know it's going to get to the point where it's going to be people just battling. It's going to be like podcasts want to have a damn battle. Yo, I want to battle you episode. I got 20 of my best episodes. It's coming. Instagram models going to be having battles. 20 of my best looks versus your best looks. Go. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my gosh, bro. So, yeah. I want to know, man. It's a lot of people out here, and you know, we out here in this world. You know, you live life before you got with your partner, or you might not even be with anybody, and you've been through things, and you know, the person you're getting with been through things, and you might not know that they're a damaged person, or they're on the mends or something like that. So I want to know. Are you damaged or have you been damaged? Are you repaired? Like, where are you at in your, you know, do you see yourself like that?
I guess being realistic, I think everybody should be a little damaged or have had an experience to where they've had a damaged season. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say definitely being a young person, we met when I was like 21, 22.
Whoa. I didn't do none of your damages. So don't do that now.
You were very instrumental in the breakdown of my whole life. Oh my God. But
we're not gonna do this again.
The thing is, prior to that, being young, you know, you still kind of fragile. You still don't really know what it is that, like, I guess that you stand for. I mean, you have your basic or the fundamental things that you've been taught by your family and things like that, but you haven't really experienced a lot of things in life. Mm-hmm. So things that you might have been able to put yourself out there, do for people, people may have received it well. Some people take advantage of you and stuff. And it's like you kind of, if you've been hurt before, a lot of people don't just give the next person a clean slate. So when we met, it was good because it started out as friends and then it just kind of grew into something else. But then some steps were skipped in the process. Like, so, a whole lot of a real true courtship, was missing.
But you don't think the friendship slat turned into the courtship?
It didn't. You just got benefits from being friends.
But you got,
so, okay. You got to know the true person, but then at the same time, it was still it was just a little murky water in certain points.
Okay.
So to say, yes, I was slightly damaged emotionally. I wouldn't say sexually because I wasn't out there like that. But to know that you're in a place where you should be always growing, developing, learning and all of that. So it's like, you're never going to be the same exact person as you are 20 years later. But I would definitely say, you know, learning who I am, who I'm becoming, and realizing that I've already lived. If we have an average lifespan of about 70 years, if you believe in the Bible and you know that God pretty much promised you 70, I done lived half of them years, over half of them years. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like you got to do what's best for you to be happy, to be sane, to be whole. And you can't completely define your happiness by other people. Because that's what I did most of my life. So it's like, it's really hard to, you know what I'm saying, to have those feelings of being complete and being worth something when you were relying on somebody else to validate you. And so coming into 40, it really, I don't know. It's just like a piece of your brain must not work till you reach this age. Because for me, I don't think I ever saw myself in this light until I got older enough. And I'm just like, fuck it. If people don't like it or agree with it, it doesn't matter. It's my opinion. It's valid. And I'm moving on. I just regret the fact that it took me so long to get here. But now that I'm here, it ain't no turning back. So I'm good.
Okay. Far as me, I mean, males, we are really fucked up. Like, males are, like, because we're taught to not show emotion and not, we really don't open up to nobody because we don't want to talk to our homeboys because we were like, hey, some of my homeboys, you can't, well, when you were younger, you know, and now oldest homeboys, you and your homeboys, y'all had that talk like, hey, man, shit, my dick ain't working no more, nigga. Like, what the fuck I need to do? You know, you had that real talk with your homeboy.
These pressure pills is fucking
Yeah, up. Man, like some shit like that. But when you're younger, you don't have them talks with your homeboy because you don't want to ever seem vulnerable around your homeboy. Yeah. Like, you don't ever want to open up, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, first thing, you know what I'm saying? You have a talk with your homeboy, he start crying on you. First thing you're going to do, you're going to be like, hey, man.
This nigga.
I was talking to Craig the other night, man. Nigga tell me about the problem. Nigga just start crying and shit on me and shit, bro. I was like, damn, bro, you got to get the fuck away from me with that shit. That's how we, as younger, that's how you treat it.
Yeah.
But as older now, you'll sit there, hit your homeboy talking to you. You know, you'll listen to him out because, you know, you're like, damn, bro, that shit rough. And, you know, so, but that's why I think males, you know, we have a lot. Well, not the younger males, but my age and around my age and shit like that.
And you even worse, but go ahead.
But I'm just saying, we don't really show emotion. Like, we don't show...
Yeah, you don't show emotion anymore.
I mean, it's just, I do show emotion.
I've been with other men, and they show emotion. Well, I mean, you don't show emotion.
I do show emotion. I just have my way of showing it. But anyway, males, like, we're taught to suppress that. You gotta be tough, your rep, all that shit. And so that right there is already build up in your body. So then you might have been dealing with a girl or whatever. She did you wrong or whatever like that. So now you got that. And, you know, now you really fucked up because you just got with the wrong girl. She ran, you know, she might have ran your pocket. She might have, you know what I'm saying, cheated on you. She might have whatever. You know what I'm saying? So now you carrying that baggage and you carry all that on to the next person. So that's why I think, yes, males, you are fractured. We're damaged because we never have no one to talk. Like, when we were younger, we never had nobody to talk to. We could never unload and just tell our, you know, so as we got older, that shit kind of, like, carried with us. And, you know, we had to, you know, fix that. So, yeah, it's like, we had them problems. We're fractured. Everybody's broken.
I think so.
And it's like, when you come to realization that you're broken and start, you know, thinking of ways to fix it, you know, and that's where I think, you know, you can start at, you know, if that make any sense. But I was just, you know, just watching people and just seeing, realizing how damaged people is and how, you know what I'm saying, relationships is different. Because I got a, you know, I got a partner. He told me him and his old lady ain't said they loved each other this whole year. And I said, how do y'all live in the house with each other, like, and just coexist? Like, what is y'all plans? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all,
but that's a big, I mean, for some people, that might not be a big deal. Like, some people, there's like, hey, you don't have to explain what's understood. Like, I ain't got to tell you I love you every day if you know that I love you. Like, I mean, for some people, that's...
Somebody should make an effort, though.
Somebody should. But the thing is, this is like, conversations have to be had, and people as adults have to be willing to talk to their spouse, significant other, whatever. Because to me, we do a whole lot of backtracking, and people don't want to be the first to say, I don't want this no more. Mm-hmm. Like, when you've been with somebody for a long time, it's the pressures of everybody has seen you all as a couple for so many years that you don't want to disappoint outside people, but you dying inside because this is not where you want to be. This is not making you happy. This is toxic. This is not healthy. This is whatever. And your quality of life is suffering all because you want to keep up an image for other people. And that's the hard part, because as adults, a lot of us still are concerned with what our families think of our relationships, what friends think of our relationships, and it's hard to keep up the facade when you know you're not happy. And if nothing else, some stuff, if we really tried to invest the time that we invest in other things, or even if it's just not, you know, having any kind of extramarital affair or nothing like that, but if you reinvest your time and say, I'm not going to just go running with my girls or going to this place, the spa, the gym, the whatever, to have an out from what's going on at the house, I'm going to take some of this time and reinvest it into my relationship. A lot of times you will find out, either I really don't like this person, or this is what we fell in love from. This is what I like about this person. And maybe we need to do some different things so that we can continue to go in the right direction if we're gonna try to salvage it.
I got you. Salvages.
I said salvage it.
I know, but the inside joke was it's a team in our league called Savages. It is. And one day some dude was talking shit and he said salvages. And
okay.
So we started calling it salvages.
Oh, okay. So that's awesome. Thanks for the clarity.
Yeah. Only pro fantasy league people would get that.
Yeah. And since I ain't really a member, since the Stop niggas be it. Coming for me, you know, I know some of y'all listen to the show. Yep. Fuck y'all.
Ooh.
But, yeah.
Sleazy.
Yeah.
The black farmer.
Yeah.
I think that was aimed at you.
It was. Pew, shots fired.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Yeah, I'm fucking up your tomatoes right now.
Ow! In your tomato patch. No, not in a tomato patch. He's probably, it's kale, by the way. It's kale going on right now.
Nah, yeah, it's not even tomato season.
See, you don't know anything.
Exactly. I know. I go to the fucking grocery store. That's what the fuck I do.
See, that's your problem. You're not going to have food in the apocalypse. I will. Who are you going to come to? The black farmer. I have vegetables. I have everything you need.
Shoot, like I said, if I got to do what I got to do, I got to get me a deep freezer back here.
Oh, shit, boy. But yeah, man.
Deep
so,
this weekend. Get me some things.
Yeah, people, man, we're not going to delve too deep into that topic, man, right, because we just want people to know that it's okay. If you got shit with you, man, work on your shit, man. Don't go in there and try to jump in a new relationship if you still fucked up. If you still fucked up from your old one and you try jumping a new one thinking you ain't going to bring that bullshit to the new one. That's why when me and the queen got together, man, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, I was still dealing with my shit. And I told her, I said, look, I don't want you to be the rebound girl or nothing. You are a great woman. But it's just that I was still dealing with my issues.
Yeah, you know he was still in love with the girl. He cried over.
Oh, man, stop it, bro. See, she gonna take that one down, bro.
I'm taking that with me. And it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Yeah, nothing to do with that.
The first time I ever saw him cry, he was crying over some other broad. So how you think that made me feel? Oh, I'm supposed to have a complex for the rest of our relationship. I was supposed to walk away then.
Why?
That's what a nigga, if I'm with a nigga and you crying over another broad, nigga, you need to be with that broad. I need to help you. I need to help you get with her. Because clearly, if she can move you like this, it ain't nothing I can do for you. And here I am, 20 years later, still fooling with a nigga that ain't care about me.
See, this nigga.
He crying about giving me $500. He should have been honored to give me $500. All the shit I've been through with him.
Wow. Anyway.
Honored. You should have wanted to give me the whole damn 12 on the 1700.
Wow.
You should have been like, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you $1,000. I don't need nothing but this 700. I don't even need this 700, but I just have it so I can have a little something over here. You get this 1,000 and do what you need to do for them churn and stuff.
Yeah, man.
But you know, I ain't worth shit.
Man, I bought me a tiger, bro.
Yeah, and his wife couldn't get a couple of items off of damn Ashley Stewart.
Hey, fine. You get whatever you want to with that $500.
I bet you got that with the money I gave you.
Yeah.
For real, nigga?
That's how I'm going to look at it.
For real,
nigga? That's how I'm going to look at it.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, I had a $50 gift card in that transaction, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shout out to my baby brother. That was my Christmas gift I ain't used yet.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do some TV talk since you went in fantasy land right there.
Damn fantasy
night.
I did buy that shit. My stuff will be here tomorrow.
Okay. Queen Germ, I noticed you've been watching a lot of TV in the past week. Would you like to enlighten the people on what you've been watching, man?
So, movie-wise, I watched American Son, which is pretty good. I mean, well, not really. I mean, it was all right. It was almost like, I don't know, what you call one of them things where it's like a monologue. Well, it was just only
motherfucker talking.
Yeah, it was like a couple of characters in there, or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Trying to talk about, you know, basically how police, in many cases, there's been issues where police have killed.
Is that the Kerry Washington shit?
Yeah, your
okay.
girl.
Okay.
I mean, she's strange looking.
But, it's just her mouth. It's like her mouth.
Guess. I mean, she just looks like a whole alien to me.
And this is the way she moves.
And she can't cry. The crying is not her thing.
So, yeah.
But yeah, it was all right.
Prop to the Black Queen, Kerry Washington.
Yeah, that's what you're calling her now. What Happened to Monday, which is something that is very good.
I see that.
I guess it came out in 17 or something like that. But it had to do with
seven
the people.
Kids.
Yeah, they were seven. They had the septuplets. And one of the girls ended up Monday decided that she wanted to be the only Karen Stepman, whatever their name was supposed to be. And she got into a deal with one of the ladies who was over the agency that dealt with the keeping the population of children down. They only were supposed to have one child. Mm-hmm. And so she got in a deal with them to kill her other six siblings. Mm-hmm. So you would think that if we done lived our whole life hiding the fact that it's seven of us,
yeah,
we get to be 30 years old, nine niggas got to kill. I mean, like, if you was going to do a deal, I would rather you had done a deal when you was, like, 16 or something. I mean, yeah, we've known each other all our lives, but hell, we done became adults, nah. Yeah. Everybody got their own thing. You had a sister that was in a relationship and shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, how you going to decide that you want to be the only one? Because the people didn't even find y'all out. The whole movie, you was thinking that the people found them out some kind of way. You sold your sisters out. Mm. So it was just like, y'all could have kept this shit going.
Yeah,
you decided that you wanted to be the only one. Yeah,
so their names were their names were like the days of the week, and yeah, that was the day of the week they got to go out. They got to go out, so it only appeared to be one of them. Yeah, mm-hmm. So
but it was a good movie.
Okay,
I've been watching Ozark.
Oh, Ozark.
Yeah, I started watching that again because mm-hmm. I know I watched a little bit of it with you. But then just going through stuff that was popping up because I didn't have a clue what to look for because I don't really look at stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just see it was something that was trending.
How far did you get in Ozark?
Not far. Okay. I think I might have been on like season one, episode six or something.
Okay.
I did watch all of the Tiger King. I watched Dave Chappelle, two little series.
How'd you feel about the Dave Chappelle?
I watched all the Innocence Files.
How'd you feel about Dave? Was it funny?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You think so?
It was all right.
How did you feel about some of the jokes he was throwing? Like it sounded like dated. It sounded old, didn't it?
I guess.
It just sounded like, you know, he was just like, oh, faggot. And I'm just like.
I mean, some stuff was not really the best. I mean, because he was towing the line a little bit with some of the stuff about, what you call it, people getting raped and shit.
Yeah, like, so he was trying to do that. He was trying to offend people. He was trying to get that back how comic used to be emotion. But I was like,
Stuff you can't really.
And then, but just like, make it funny. It wasn't funny. That's what I was saying.
No, I mean, yeah, it just wasn't funny. It wasn't to the point of if you made me laugh at your indecent joke, I guess, to the point that I forgot that you was out of pocket.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm saying.
But like, you can't say that and think I'm gonna laugh. Is what it was.
Exactly. It was more shock factor that you ain't heard nobody pop off the mouth like that in a while. Yeah. And but it wasn't funny. That's all I was saying. It just wasn't funny. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey. What else you been watching?
Like I said, I watched The Innocence Files. I did get through all of that. I watched a couple of episodes of Waco. And I watched that Black as Fuck, which should be renamed Whack as Fuck.
Whack as Fuck.
Because that shit was horrible.
Mm.
Now,
Shorty is going to be so upset that you said Black as Fuck was not good. Oh my God. Yeah. Shorty is going to lose. He's like, how? Oh because, my God.
I mean, my thing is, when you go.
That's a masterpiece.
It really isn't. It's a major fumble. Mm. When I look at it, it's like you're doing too much. Because it's like everything that black people do is related to hip-hop or urban, whatever.
That's all we good for,
and
right?
And why is it that we can't be just successful, whatever field you happen to fall into? Why does everything we do have to go back to, I want a gold chain, I want to have tattoos, I want to do this, that, and the third, when you could just want to have a decent house, raise your kids, make sure that they're good? It does not have to tie back to certain articles of clothing. Like, the dude always wore track suits and different little shit that you don't even look like somebody who's supposed to have no money because you don't even own a fucking tie. Like, not judging, but I'm just saying, like, you're doing too much. Then you saying that y'all black as fuck when everybody on there, for the most part, you got maybe one kid out of the six kids y'all got that even look black. Uh-oh. The rest of y'all look mulatto. Uh-oh. So you can't come at me and say, you black as fuck, you blackish, you mix as fuck, you whack as fuck, but you can't say you black as fuck because that's not what that is. Like, that's a terrible, you know, depiction to the world. Because white people, a lot of people don't know no better. They know the shit you put in front of them. You present this as what black people are, fuck we not. We not that. Oh. Because most black people, real black people, we got nappy hair. We got different shades of complexion. We got different things going on. But you sitting here trying to play on the fact that every time somebody says something, oh, is it because I'm black? Bitch, you white.
Stop it.
Like, if the lighting was good... you would be looked at as a white person.
You talking about the mama?
Yeah.
Rashida.
So I'm just like...
They said she been playing a white woman her whole career, and all of a sudden...
Now you want to be black. So all I can tell you...
Talk about it, Queen.
I mean, I don't even know the backstory on the broad. All I can tell you is in the show, you and the husband are constantly, oh, you're saying that because I'm black. You're saying this, or you're doing that, or you think I'm going to do this because I'm black. Oh, you like my chain because you're trying to say that... Sir, then you want to go back to, oh yeah, we used to wear the chains and the people kept us down and this, this, and this. But if you felt that way about it, well, you shouldn't even want a fucking chain. I don't give a damn whether it was gold, platinum, whoever was in there. Because it should be, to you, if you that strong and so black, then why you want something that represents slavery or whatever you trying to compare it to? Everything about it, you just keep tying it back to something, but you don't have to go that hard. When I've been black all my life, and I've been dark skinned black, brown skinned black, not saying that because you light skinned you ain't black and you don't have the right to talk on black stuff, but don't go as hard when you don't have to deal with what people of darker skin complexions have to deal with, because the facts are the facts. And when you go on a job interview, or how about when you get pulled over by the motherfucking cops? If you look a certain way, the darker you are, the more likely they are to shoot your ass, to be honest, because they are already scared. So when they're talking about that fear factor, it ties directly to what you look like. So if you look like the big black ghost, the big black monster, that's the type of way, that's the type of treatment that you're going to get unless they know you, you're a celebrity or something like that, that defaults and puts you into a different category. So when you got a whole show that's talking about you black as fuck, real black people, average black person, you should have had a multicolored family, if nothing else. You should have had kids that look different ways. You could have had a kid that was in there with some locks in their hair. I mean, like all your kids, you got kids with damn weaves and shit. The one who did have her natural hair out, it was a wavy hair. So what the hell are you trying to tell me? I'm black as fuck, but if that's being black as fuck, I don't know what the fuck I am, because I don't fit in your household. So if you're going to say black as fuck, be black and have a diverse lens when you showing that picture. You didn't have people, the uncle came over, he got curly hair. The daddy got, you know, people brown skin, the little boys, your little kids got curly hair, the mama look white. What are you trying to play us for? You can't say that y'all are gold standard for black people. You can't. And see, and that's the type of shit that I don't like, because you're trying to brainwash people to make people think that, oh, you black as fuck, you are the gold standard for what black is. So if I don't fit your box, I ain't, so I'm not black as fuck. Man. I'm blacker than fuck, if that's the case.
Well, what they saying, maybe what they're saying is, even though they are light-skinned,
they still black as fuck.
They still black as fuck, regardless of how they... I'm still black as fuck. Like,
but
I,
you're
still
not.
I still do with the dark skins, the darkies, and the regular browns. And even though, you know, I'm in this world, the police still look at me, I just black. If I'm
not
in the store,
not
they look
the
at me,
though.
They think I'm stealing.
You not know the mama. The mama looks white. The mama looks white as fuck.
And I mean, so, I don't know how Quincy Jones made that one. I don't know. He must have went to the same... Him and Michael must have had the same... he must have went to Michael doctor and said, look, I want to get the... I want my kids.
I don't know. But she can't tell me nothing about being black.
The same one to deliver Michael baby delivered Rashida Jones.
Must have. Because clearly, that lady got a spoonful of black in her.
I'm talking about nigga.
A teaspoon.
Bruh, I'm talking about bruh.
I'm like, she is white. Like, what are you doing? And I mean, I get it to a certain standard. Hey, like, some light-skinned people, they feel that way. Like, oh no, you can't say that I'm not this, that, and the third because, but you had a chance you could pass. That's never been my story.
Yeah, right.
So, for me, you can't tell me nothing about being black because I'm black 365 days of the year. When I don't want to be black, I'm black.
Hey.
I got to be who I am. So it's nothing I can do. I can't shrink myself down. I got to try to make my voice sound high so I don't sound so aggressive. And people, I have to smile more than everybody else because I just want the people to understand I come in peace. That's the shit that I got to live with. Your bitch ass don't have to do that shit. You come in here with your little silky wavy hair and your light skin ass. Mm-hmm. These people take that because you're closer to looking like them. Mm-hmm. They okay with you. They can tolerate you. Me, I got to conform. I can't do the stuff that other people can do. You could probably cuss in a board meeting. Me, I say something, I lose my fucking job. All because they say, oh, I'm scared. She gonna come in here and shoot the motherfucker down the next day. No, you can get away with a whole lot more shit than I can. So don't ever say you black as fuck. You might still be black. You could change the name to the show like that. But you can't say you black as fuck.
Still black as fuck.
I'm still black.
Okay.
Even though I'm light skinned, I'm still black. But no.
Yeah.
You're not black as fuck.
Light as fuck.
Light as fuck is good. Whack as fuck is better. But that's what I say.
Oh, man. I'd be remiss if I did not talk about The Last Dance.
Okay.
Came on Sunday. It's the little ESPN, the 10-part documentary documenting the Bulls' final season, 1998 season, the last run of the realest team ever. Like parts one and two basically was like the upbringings of Michael Jordan and how, you know, him and Scottie Pippen, you know, got the team together. That's basically what the episode one and two about. And it, you know, I ain't gonna front. I got them chill bumps while I was watching it because I remember those times.
Did you cry?
I ain't cry. Mm-hmm. Not yet. I ain't got to the tears yet. I'm pretty sure it's gonna bring gonna bring me back because.
But I couldn't get you to cry.
I mean, you made me cry. You never seen you made me cry.
I mean, I had your kids and all. I ain't get you to cry.
I did cry when I had the baby.
Okay. You had a baby?
Well, yeah, we had a baby. Had a kid. Yeah.
Anyway,
man, I don't know why Queen Germ or King Germ be such a bitch-ass nigga. I really don't understand.
I don't want you to be a bitch-ass nigga. I want you to be a nigga that's in tune with their feelings.
I am in tune with
my feelings. Can be vulnerable to the spouse that he's supposed to have and share for the rest of his freaking life. But no. Go ahead, Last Dance.
The Last Dance, man, like I said, man, it is amazing. Please check it out. Sundays, 9 o'clock, 9, 11. You know, you shouldn't be doing anything. Don't call nobody, you know, during that time because it's very rude. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but just watch The Last Dance, man. Especially all you young motherfuckers that think the Golden State Warriors is the greatest fucking team of all time. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you want to see some real basketball, a real basketball team, watch out the way Jordan controlled. Like, you know, Jordan was a different nigga, man. Jordan would not be in the league today with his antics. You know what I'm saying? They would not allow Michael Jordan to beat up his teammates today. They would not allow that to go on, what Michael Jordan did. It was a different time. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not comparing them because it's just, no. We'll talk about that on another show. Maybe me and 12 Cal could have a Michael Jordan versus LeBron debate. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what I want. So 12 Cal, if you heard that, let me know. LeBron versus MJ. I bring my stats, you bring your stats, and we'll fucking debate. Yes. But, yeah, enough about TV talk. Song of the week time.
Well, my song of the week, since the people coming out, I got to say, by Diana Ross, I'm coming out.
Hey.
These streets is finna be full. What are they gonna be full of? Hopefully not dead bodies, but hey.
Look, I'm staying away.
Anything's possible.
Stay away. Not in the same. Well, basically, since coming out, my song is J. Cole Black Friday. This was during the time when him and Kendrick was freestyling over each other's songs. I think Kendrick freestyled over Tell of Two Cities, and J. Cole freestyled over All Right. You know what I'm saying? So Black Friday's mine. I'm coming out as hers. This is the Frocast. This is the music break. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hey. Let's get the proceeding this evening. No promethazine, I'm a king, no leaning. I got a better way to fight these demons. Fuck do you know about my pain? Blah! Let's get the proceeding this evening. No promethazine, I'm a king, no leaning. I got a better way to fight these demons. Fuck do you know about my pain? If I quote it, nigga, I wrote it, nigga. Six headshots, I'll erode a nigga. Pop another clip and I'm reloaded, nigga. Ain't no way around it, I'm the coldest, nigga. Do a nigga dirty like to clone, my nigga. Get you clinked up, then I fold you, nigga. Shout out to the haters who promote a nigga. Flow hot, whip cold, I'm bipolar, nigga. But I don't like to talk about a rover, nigga. Keep this shit 100, I just sold it, nigga. Tired of poly looking at me like I stole it, nigga. Probably just gon' cop a little Corolla, nigga. Don't need no rollie on the know I'm getting older, nigga. Dreamville going way up like a floater, nigga. Couple hands out like I owe them niggas. Where was you when the Civic was getting told, my nigga? No snakes in the grass cause I mowed it, nigga. Fuck do you know about my pain?
Right there. Let me get that. talk about it.
What do you know about my dreams? Nada.
If you really believe, ain't gotta talk about it. You heard about what happens when you talk about it. Niggas looking at you funny when you start to doubt it. Fucking up your energy. You start to doubt it too. Roller coaster ride. How much do it cost? If I take a ride.
Fuck. Shout out my nigga E.
Whoa,
El President, tell your shit.
How much do it cost?
You want me to talk my shit to you?
Fuck around, get lost. Whoa.
Cold world, you should stay off this dick. I sold out the Garden, I should play for the Knicks. Took a couple minutes and I sold out Staples. A nigga getting cream like an old ass Laker. But I ain't come to talk about all that paper. That's what they talk about when they ain't got shit to say. Can't understand why niggas never got shit to do. You know the saying, same shit, nigga, different day. I never felt that, no way. Cause on the same day a nigga doing different shit. Spit different flows, hit different chicks. Let my bricks and hoes feed me fish and chips. Why I do a lot of shows, I'm the shit, that's it. Got suicidal doughs, I just slit my wrist. Never stingy with the hoes, word of Cliff and Chris. Or if I fuck six bitches, I got six assists, nigga. The flow sick as shit. Catchy bowler if you bit the shit. I never take, I invent the shit. Then flip the shit, then lit the shit. Then bit the shit back twice, I'm that nice. Whew. What's the plan? Cold keeps snapping like a mustard jam. Got a middle finger for Uncle Sam. I done paid so much taxes I can fund Japan. But instead they make a young nigga fund the man. Same man to keep a young nigga under damn. I just cock back nigga and my gun don't jam. On a scale from 1 to 10 I'm 100 grand. It's cold. Fucking world, nigga. Dreamville in this motherfucker. Top dog in this motherfucker. When you and K that shit drop, bitch never. They can't handle two black niggas this clever. But this February, bet shit gets scary when I fuck around and drop.
All right, people, man, nice music break. And remember, people, if you listen on YouTube, you don't get to hear the music. So if you want to hear the music, you got to listen on a DSP, or you can go to Frocast.com and, you know, listen to the Frocast. I didn't get a confessional this week, did I?
I don't think so. It wasn't on the sheet.
Oh, man. Let me go find a good confessional real quick.
We don't really need it.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I think we need it, man.
I don't think so.
I think we need it. People look for it. We got to be consistent. That's when we model ourselves as being consistent.
That's what we do?
Yeah. Just so everybody knows, this Friday only, so the day that you're listening to the Frocast, Wendy's is giving away a free 4-piece nugget. You go to Wendy's on Friday when you listen to the Frocast, you go to the drive-thru, get your free 4-piece nugget.
You sure as hell can't go in.
Yeah, you can't go in, so you got to go through the drive-thru. You know, I don't know if you got to buy nothing. Go get you a 4-piece nugget. I mean, hey, I think it's one per car, but...
That's no good. You better be one per person in the car.
Yeah.
They better get a whole bunch of nuggets on deck, because that's all the people coming for.
Yes, sir. So, as we were saying, our HBCU confession this week, it says... I feel bad when I tell my mom I'm going to my friend's house, but I'm actually going to get robbed by 3 niggas in some random basement. I barely get wet just thinking about how much of a disappointment I am. What should I do? Clark Atlanta University.
Oh my God. That's sick on my stomach. That made me want to vomit.
People, like I said, these tweets come from the HBCU Confessional Twitter. Please go follow to see the ridiculousness that the future of America is tweeting.
That's just so...
I mean, that's ridiculous, though, man. Just think about it. You're going to... technically, she's going to a friend house. But they ain't doing what you think they're doing.
Yeah, that's a bit much, though. Three?
Three.
I mean, like,
in a basement.
Yeah, sounds very...
It's getting dogged out. It's getting tossed around.
Yeah. Gross.
Disgusting. Somebody's daughter, though. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah. My Keep It 100 is don't trust grown people with baby teeth.
100.
I mean, today I just was just trying to, I mean, like, this it's just hard for me to really respect you and what you're saying when I'm listening to you, but then I'm looking at your mouth. And I see the teeth of a kid, but the mouth structure and everything else is of a grown person. It's just like, it's hard for me to focus on the facts when you a grown person with baby teeth. So I just say, Keep It 100. You can't trust that shit. Something up there is wrong. Something it ain't quite right. So
somebody said you can't trust a grown person with braces. They got kids.
What?
That's why they said, how you gonna talk to me? You got braces. And you got like something. I forgot they said, like, you can't talk shit when you got braces and you got kids. Like, I didn't get it. I was just like,
that was a Love and Hip Hop.
Yes. Yes.
See, I've been watching them too.
Okay. Look at you catching up.
I'm just watching all kind of stuff. Shit. Yeah. I know one morning I stayed up till 5 o'clock.
Wow.
I just was sitting up in my bed.
TV's a magical thing. TV. Look at you. Look.
I was like, look, what
Queen
Jern,
Queen Jern, they got introduced to the TV. I might, who knows, man. Wow.
It ain't gonna last long, child.
Yeah, it will. We stay on this lockdown till 2022 and shit. We gonna be, this is the new normal, man. You just stay in the fucking doors. But my Keeping 100 is some of y'all are trying to build an empire before you have somebody to build the empire with.
100.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all putting the bag before everything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like, me and my queen gonna get hers and I'm gonna get mine and then we gonna come together and we gonna form. No, that's where you gonna fuck up at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to come together first and then build your fucking empire. You know what I'm saying? Because how do I know that your dream and my dream might not work together? You
know
what I'm saying? Like, my dream might take up more of my time, and I ain't got, you know, I can't do the things I want to do because, hey, I'm chasing my dream. I'm building my empire. So what I'm saying is, people, y'all need to come together first before you start building. You know what I'm saying? That's with the family, whatever, whatever. And I know marriage is not looked upon as a great thing these days because, you know, hey, everybody, 53% of marriages end in divorce. I don't know why you want to get married. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I mean, what's
what
the
type of voice was that?
You know, that's the little stupid. You know, people, just the dumb people that just throw the divorce stat in your face. Like, well, okay, well, 47% don't work. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm part of 47%. You know what I'm saying? Like, so whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I just think people need to, you know, build together instead of trying to build separately, then come together. You know?
Yeah.
Because what they say, I'm a movement by myself,
but I'm a force when we together.
Exactly. And, you know, you make me better. And that's the truth. Get with you a woman to make you better. Get with a man to make you better. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it goes, man. Like, don't... y'all stop settling for, you know, the motherfucker that's okay with you selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want a Tasha. Get rid of Tasha.
Whatever.
Tasha wanted Ghost to stay the biggest drug dealer in New York. That's all she wanted him to be. When that nigga started going legit, she was just like, yo, what kind of nigga is you trying to go legit? You know what I'm saying? And he was just, you know, like, that was the only time I kind of agreed with Ghost. But other than that, Ghost was a shitty individual. He deserved everything he got. You know. But
he's still fine.
That's my Keep It 100 this week. Winners, losers time. Do you have any winners?
Yes, I must say the stores that are rigging the deliveries, y'all winning.
Winner.
Because I noticed, I've been going out shopping a lot these days trying to get my stockpile up because I know shit is going to go crazy in a minute. Mm-hmm. And in this process, I've noticed that a lot of stores like Walmart, Target, even the drugstores and stuff, y'all are pushing y'all generic, you know what I'm saying, y'all store brand shit.
Over the name brand.
The name brand shit got to be in the back somewhere. Because how is it that you got shelves of bleach up there, but ain't none of this shit Clorox?
Mm-hmm.
All of it's great value. Or up, one up, whatever they call it at Target. So I'm convinced that if the shit done come in your warehouse from your store,
mm-hmm,
the brand names done got this shit too. Come back later on in the day, now you got some brand names out there. But that's only because you done sold probably all the bleach and all the whatever that's got your name on it. Now we can go and buy some of this other shit because it's just in there. You making sure your shit sell because they know, like right now, people is buying everything. Mm. So if it's tissue, if it's bleach, if it's whatever, sanitizer, we can get a whole lot of this stuff off of us if we sell ours first and slide it out. It's a good marketing thing.
Mm.
But all I'm saying is y'all winning right now because I could tell how y'all shifting these items around. You got how you got 2-3 bottles of Clorox, but then you got 4-5 shells of your generic,
yeah,
your Walmart brand. Just the same. It does work just the same in some cases. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say all because you get what you pay for. But the fact is, if I want Clorox and I don't want great value bleach, then I should be able to get what I came in here for, mm-hmm, especially if you have it. Don't withhold the products from me.
Mm.
But you winning right now. I'm going to let you sell your merchandise. So I'm going to say all the stores that's pushing their brands right now during this pandemic, y'all winning.
Winning. Mm. So, well, my winners is all the dead people that receive stimulus checks.
Whoop, whoop.
Winner.
It was a lot of dead people that got checks and a lot of dead spouses didn't know what to do with their dead spouse's check. So some of them call people, call the news up, let them know that they got a check and they didn't feel right, so they sending it back and they want the money to go to somebody else. And I keep saying, a fool is born every minute because it's still fools walking this planet. If a motherfucker grants you, like, oh, yeah, I've been doing, my aunt died in January and they sent her a check. So what? $200.
Your auntie's still blessing you from the great beyond.
So all my winners are the dead people. They got checks. That's crazy.
But I just hope that the people know where the money went.
I mean, the government should have did a better job.
They should have.
That's why they in the situation they in. Because they just sending the money to anybody. I know a fucking drug dealer. This nigga ain't got a fucking job. He got a motherfucking check. I said, what the fuck? I said, how did you get a check? He was like, hey, bro, I'm a non-filer. I just went there and did that for non-filing. And I got me one. I said, hey, that's some shit. So
if they had any sense, they would just said went and said, social security numbers of anybody over 18, just send the motherfuckers the checks.
Yeah.
Because you got, I mean, you got our information. If the banking, if the banks got our social, the government got our social. Mm. So all they had to do is say to one of your accounts, send that shit there and be done with it.
Yeah. Because it was a lovely day on April the 15th.
It was a lovely day.
It was just like, and just like for one day, everybody was just, mm-hmm. everybody had like a little change in their pocket. Like it was just it was like almost like a Christmas day.
Yeah, but y'all niggas was out there buying
TVs, Xboxes, games.
I'm like, how the hell y'all out here buying down consoles and
games
TVs?
Games on sale Saturday. I got three games for $50.
Where you got games from?
GameStop. I ordered them online. They had a sale. They came in the mail yesterday. Mm. I was like, damn, three games for $50. You can't beat that.
You can't.
Heck no. Got FIFA, Mortal Kombat 11. I got Mafia 3 just for the clan. It's a mission on there. We get to kill the clan, and I gotta play that. You know, it's all right. Told me about it years ago, and he was like, "Nigga, I start the game over every time just to do that mission over and over again."
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, man. So those
y'all
my
niggas was reckless.
Man, everybody my winners, man. The dev, everybody got them, man. Because like I said, the 15th was just a. It was a great day because the stores were just, whatever stores was open was packed. All the fast food places had lines. And
they sure did because the people sure was spending that money then.
It was crazy. It was just like one of them days.
It was doing what it was meant to do, stimulate the economy,
man. You got any losers?
Yes, and here I go with the people who wear the gloves, who depositing your gloves in the parking lot. Like,
loser.
If you're walking out of the store, most stores nowadays have a trash can outside of it. If you so concerned that your gloves are contaminated with whatever you touched in the people's store, why not take the gloves off when you exit the store, drop them into the trash can, and go to your car? Because I'm sure you should. I mean, like, why you need gloves to open your car, though? If once you get in your car, you can take some, you know, Clorox wipes, whatever, disinfect your hands. But what's the purpose of now you're throwing your mask or gloves and or gloves on the ground? Somebody got to clean that lot. So if you do think that the coronavirus or some contaminants are on your gloves, how are you helping the next person? You exposing them to some shit. So if you saying you wore the gloves to keep from getting sick or keep from getting these toxins on you, do everybody a favor and dispose of the gloves the right way. Put the shit in the trash can. It's not that hard. You probably walk past the trash can on your way coming out. Very few places don't have trash cans outside. Put the gloves in the trash and do right. Because now you're creating a problem. The gloves, the mask, they are not intended to be laid on the ground. So do us all a favor. Stop being a loser. Stop being dumb. If you're going to wear the gloves, wear the mask, take the shit off and dispose of it properly. That's all I'm asking.
Hey, man. Words from Queen Germ, people. The new litter. Everybody's just throwing shit down. It's crazy, bro. And then just to think that we used to just walk around with no gloves on, going to the grocery store, no mask on, and just moving around, touching on everything. Like, this thing has made us more conscious. I think whatever...
It means some people more conscious.
Yeah, when we come out of this, people are going to be a lot more conscious of how they handle things. But as soon as they tell everybody free, y'all niggas going out and just going to eat, getting some dick to been laid up. Like these ladies, like the ones that have been quarantined, like when this shit, it's going to die.
Is it?
Yes. The shit going to go back up as soon as they tell people to go out because these niggas going to start eating booty again. Like y'all niggas ain't been eating booty. That's been flattening the curve, but... As soon as y'all get back out there eating booty again, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So, but my losers is the IRS depositor.
Loser.
Because, like I said, you've been giving dead people money. You've been giving people that they ain't supposed to get checks. And this last lady was in Florida. You got deposited like $5
million. What?
No, excuse me. Ohio teen. I'm sorry.
They could never mess my check up like that.
Ohio teen, 18-year-old Malik Pointer checked his bank account balance. He was staggered. He said that Pointer said that after making a withdrawal at the ATM, he saw something he wasn't expecting. A balance of $4,999,285.52. It wasn't because of mistaken deposit. It was because of a mistaken deposit by the IRS as part of the stimulus payments, in which most people expect to get $1,200. This man got $5 million.
That's insane. That's insane. Like I said, they could never mess my account like that. My account would never get blessed like that. Because I'm never going to say nothing.
That man said, I thought it was fake, to be honest. I'm not even going to lie. Pointer tells WBNS, I thought it was all fake. I thought it was a gimmick. Pointer said he briefly crossed his mind to let the mistake slide and start spending, but he knew it could lead to plenty of trouble down the road, so he notified the bank. However, that's created new problems. He tells WBNS a recording from the bank notified him he's millions of dollars in red, leading to his account being suspended.
Child, please, they can
it
kiss
was all
my
negative.
Ass.
It was just stressful.
They can kiss my ass.
Damn. That's crazy. So the bank told him, like, nah, nigga, your shit is negative. Like, nah, nigga, like, no, it ain't. The bank said, nah, we want our whole five back. So,
but they can't do that.
Yes, they did. That's why, look, they took their five back and it wasn't in there because he had took some money out.
But he done took some money out of that.
Yeah.
More than that $1,700, probably.
Yes, sir.
$1,200, whatever.
He took more than because they said, hey, $499. What is he? He took about $400 out.
But that's the thing. Like, why are you going to be mad with me? You're going to have to give me some time to get that back to you. Mm.
Damn. So,
now I said, that won't happen to me.
So the IRS deposited, you're my loser because you just been giving money away.
Just messing it up.
Well, it's that time of the week, man. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Saul Wright, B-E-Z, GQ Blue, Short T, Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch, Peppy J from B-More, RT3, Jay Williams, Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Hey, man, shout out to my man, Mad Static, and his the Beats, Rhymes, and I can't think of the podcast, but shout out to him, man. Appreciate the comment, man. You know, what you left on Twitter, man. Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate that. Shout out to the Good Brother 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. Shout out to Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. That's the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Dr. Cam, K-Law, the truck driver. Always go check out Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Amazing App. Shout out to Sleazy. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to anybody over at that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Another good show, I believe. Rich show.
I'm going to say it was a 9.6.
Okay.
One of the highest I've had in a while. Okay. Just feeling a little frisky.
9.1 for
9.6,
me,
9.6. Look early. Around 69.
Oh, gosh. La. Jesus.
Yeah. Come on through.
Queen Germ's always nasty, y'all.
Am
I? Always. She always got to turn something mean. You know, it could be something. Anyway. Well. We covered everything in the show.
Yeah, episode 401.
401, man. In the books, man. We over the hump. We're now 401. We're staring down 500. So, you know what I'm saying? We're probably going to go to about 5 shows a week. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, just going to come on and just be like, hey, we're just going to do the AKAs. And that's going to be it. And walk out. Just so we can get up to 500 that fast.
No, we're not going to do that. That's not quality. No, that's one thing I'm not about that.
I got you, man. Well, look, man, don't forget, like always, don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Don't forget about the voicemail. We can call in and leave a voicemail at 347-201-2572. 72. And don't forget to leave a good rating and tell somebody. Spread the word about the Frocast. That's all the fucking thing we ask y'all to do, man. I mean, we don't ask y'all to buy shirts, even though a sale day is coming up with the shirts. So we'll let y'all know so y'all can get that, you know, percentage off. So just let us, you know, stay tuned for that. And, yeah.
Y'all should have had some masks out there.
Hey, that would be dope. They might start, they might add that. Like, you never know. That would be dope, though. I wear one of them.
I bet.
I would.
You gonna wear the one that you finna get too?
I mean, it depends on what it look like.
And we finna sign off. Come on.
Hey, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we appreciate y'all for listening. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com